That summer. Aye, of course I remember. I remember how big your eyes getting when you first saw the ocean. You didn't even notice me looking at you and not the water. I remember how I forgetting to put on sunscreen that all first week, and you nursed me even though I looked like a lobster. I remember when you first met me sister. You were still too shy for it to admit that you had a boyfriend. I had to introduce you as my co-worker. She almost bows it. But then, you asked if I was wearing chapstick. When I said yeah, you replied that my lips never felt, oh, I mean, they look chapped. She laughed. I'd never seen you blush so hard. I remember when you suddenly realised that Long Island teas have alcohol in them. I think it was after that second round of karaoke. I were barely able for it to grab you before you threw up on that piano player. Good thing bloke had a sense of humour. And a good thing I had an extra shirt. I remember when you took us dancing. I were too nervous for joining at first, so I just watched you. You had on that little black dress that hugged your body in all the right places. It didn't take me too long for it to realise that being next to you were well worth any embarrassment I felt. I remember us when we went for that baseball game. Don't remember who won. Don't even remember who played. I remember that we spent the whole game talking, and you spent the half the seventh innings trying to get mustard out of my shirt. I remember when we went back to that beach. You were shivering. I couldn't tell if you were cowed or just nervous, so I held you close. We watched sunset over at Crashing Waves. We planned it so perfect. The spot we chose were quiet and almost as beautiful as you were. The night were chilly, but not too cowed. The sky were clear and the sun was setting over at Watter. In background, you could hear a slow roll of the tide. I didn't want to admit to you that it was my first time too. You probably knew it though, even then. You were always good at seeing behind me mask. But if you did, you played it off like you didn't for my sake. We laid down on a towel and kissed softly as daylight faded. Your hair blew softly in the wind. I took me time trying to feel every curve of your body. Every moment felt like heaven. You began to slide out of your bikini top. You were a little embarrassed, but I thought that you looked amazing. I think my hands were shaking a little as I touched you. I couldn't hide my excitement. I wanted you so badly. When I saw that shy, sexy smile creep across your face, I knew that as you wanted me to. I felt my hands slow moving down your body. My eyes searched your face, looking for permission to go further. You give a gentle nod and slowly started to pull your bottoms off. All of a sudden, you laughed and said that it weren't fair. When I asked what weren't, you glanced up and down my body. I nodded sheepishly, and you started pulling my shirt off with a passion that surprised me a little. I'd never seen you so lustful before. I pressed my body against yours and felt the warmth of your skin against mine. Your hands crawled down my back, and I kissed you harder than I ever had before. The sweet taste of your lips ran through my entire body. I could feel myself heating up. You gently guided my hand into your panties. I felt you. You felt wonderful. You gasped. The way your back arched, I'll never forget that. I let myself tease you. I felt greedy doing it, but you sure seemed to be enjoying it. Oh, how you moaned. Then you getting this glint in your eye and slipped your hand down me pants. I gave a quick nod and you grabbed me cock and started stroking it. Gentle at first, then harder and harder. I guess you like to tease too. Trust me, I didn't mind. I'd longed for your touch for quite a while. I tasted your lips again as I tried to hold myself back. I wanted your body, but I wanted the moment more. I knew this only happened once. I wanted to enjoy it until the very last drop. I want it to feel you stroke me. I want it to watch the mischievous dance in your eyes. It weren't like how I imagined it. It was so many times better. With each stroke of my finger, I felt you getting wetter. I memorised every moan you made and every curve of your face. I couldn't tell you how excited I felt to make you feel like that. I could have kept going for as long as you could possibly stand. But you were ready for more. I could feel it with every book of your hips. You were craving sex in a way that I'd never thought possible before. I looked into your eyes and it was impossible to give everything that you wanted. I kissed you again, even deeper than I kissed you before. You gasped and kissed me back just as hard. I moaned as I watched a sly grin spread across your face. I smiled back and shook my head at you. My pleasure could wait a few more moments, and I wanted to make you squirm. My hands grasped the waistband of your panties. You nodded and giggled as I slid them off you. I knew that you wanted me to keep going, but I had to stop and stare at you for a moment. You just looked so beautiful, lying there as the sunset over the water. I lost my breath for a second. On another day, you might have been self-conscious, but on that night, in that moment, you stared right back at me with the same kind of longing. I broke out of my spell and started kissing your neck. You moaned and ran your hands up and down my back, and I kissed you even harder as each of your moans pushed me to go further. My lips left your neck and continued down onto your chest. I kissed you softly and slowly again as I let myself enjoy the moment. You ran your hands through my hair, and I felt the steadiness of your breath. After a minute, I looked up at you and gave a wink. You laughed. Slowly, I dared my mouth to move lower and lower. It must have tickled a bit, because you squirmed a bit and bit your lip. I didn't let that stop me, though. I wanted to feel you. I wanted to know every inch of your body, if you'd let me. You felt proper amazing. When my lips finally reached your clit, I stared up at you. You nodded. Your eyes were sparkling with laughter. Then you lay back as though you didn't have a care in the world. I softly kissed your spot. You giggled. Then, gently and tentatively, I tasted you. You tasted incredible. I gave a small lick and you squirmed with delight. I got excited. I wanted nothing more than for it to please you. I had to give you more. I let my mouth tease you. I loved watching your body twist as I drove you further and further. My rhythm grew stronger and my tongue more daring. I knew that I was going to push you over the edge. I didn't lose my pace as I watched your body start for it to tremble. I wasn't let up. I knew that I only had to push you just a little bit further. Then you came and it was beautiful. It was soft and quiet at first, then loud and hard, then soft and quiet again. Then you started laughing and I thought you were just amazing. I crawled up and wrapped you in my arms. I kissed you softly as your breathing steadied. I still couldn't believe you were mine to hold. You stared at me for a second. Then you started for kiss me. I looked back at you questioningly. I wanted to make sure that you wanted to keep going. If that had been enough for you, I'd have understood. But you guessed what I was thinking and shook your head. Slowly you leaned over and whispered in my ear, "I want you." Oh, my chest proper started pounding with excitement and my cock grew hard. I kissed your neck as you slowly started unbuttoning my jeans. I was doing my best to be patient, but it were hard for it to wait any longer. I wanted you so badly. I looked into your eyes as I crawled on top of you. All your nerves from earlier were gone. All that was left was this quiet look of confidence in your eyes. You looked back at me with complete certainty as you whispered, "I'm ready." I nodded and kissed you as I slowly slid my cock inside you. Took a couple of tries, but I can't even describe how wonderful you felt. It were like magic. You nodded to let me know you were okay. I kissed you and slowly started to thrust. I hadn't felt anything like it before. You were so wet and tight, it were pure ecstasy. You wrapped your arms around me and moaned with each buck of my hips. I loved making you moan. I wanted for it to stay with you in that moment for as long as I could. I wanted our bodies to soak up every single drop of pleasure. Even as my thrusts grew stronger, I held back just a bit so I could enjoy it all, just a few minutes longer. You moaned louder as your body began to move in time with mine, with pleasure building more and more. I could barely hang on. Finally, you whispered, "Come for me." And it all became too much. I couldn't hold back anymore. And I came, just like you did. Soft and quiet at first, then loud and hard, then soft and quiet again. You kissed me as my breathing steadied, and we lay back together. I don't remember much after that. I know we stayed on the beach and cuddled for a while. I remember as your eyes grew shy again, but I never saw a trace of regret. I can't recall what we talked about or when we left. I think we might have stayed there till morning. Maybe we left around midnight. I'm honestly not sure. But I remember that night, and I remember that summer.